Okay, hey und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Denkmal-Podcast-Folge, diesmal zweiter Teil. Ich hatte ja letztes Mal die Büschra in der ersten Folge von Nachhaltigkeit des Denkmal-Nachreihe. Und diesmal, sehr, sehr spannend, habe ich den Nick Oldenburg hier von We Future Global. Ein Herzensprojekt, was sich auch auf das Thema Nachhaltigkeit spezialisiert hat. Und genau, die folgende Episode wird auf Englisch sein, deswegen nur, dass ihr vorbereitet seid und wisst, dass ich jetzt gleich in Englisch anfangen werde und ihm dementsprechend Fragen stelle, weil er zu uns gekommen ist, extra aus Holland, aus den Niederlanden, aus Amsterdam. Und genau, ich bin jetzt gespannt, was er zu sagen hat und freue mich, ihn begrüßen zu dürfen. Hey Nick, what's up? How are you doing?
Hey Tristan.
So tell me, why are you here today? What is like your passion? What are you doing? Just introduce yourself a little bit.
I don't often get this question, like so honest, you know, that you really want to know.
Tell the people who are Nick Oldenburg.
That's a good question. I would consider myself as a conservationist of this world. I would consider myself as someone who tries to protect the nature and the animals and the indigenous people living there.
So and, that is your main drive, protecting nature.
This is a life mission.
Yeah.
Yes. As I just said, you know, before, you know, just now, I wake up with it and I go to bed with it. Like you do,
yeah.
You know, like living the mission, taking care of the world. You
the
know,
the vision, and like a project is driven by heart.
Yes.
Yeah. So exactly, and you are the founder of We Future Global.
No, actually I'm not.
Okay.
No.
So, what is your part on it?
We are co-founders.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
I wouldn't say like there's one start, you know, but the one starts with the other, you know, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I also said, you know, in the other event, Chris, you know, I said, you know...
Yeah, everybody's a part of it.
Yeah.
So everybody contributes. Without the people, you wouldn't have We Future Global.
Exactly. Yeah. It's one international community where, you know, we... bring supply and demand of doing good together. That's basically what we do, and we do it in various ways. And I love what I do. You know, it's hard.
Yeah.
But
So everybody has like a part in Future Global for existing for focusing on the future, having a vision. But what is the main point of We Future Global? You are a network. Would you admit to it?
Yes.
Yes, a network that is concentrating on connecting different kinds of organizations together.
I would consider it as global conservation, as I like to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Just the whole umbrella of, you know, the good. Hearted projects, you know, that are really needed, and especially the front lines, you know, where well, there's some organizations, maybe you know them, like Sea Shepherd, you know, this is very on the front line project, you know, where you have different kind of organizations, and for example,
maybe if you explain first how you do it, like what is exactly We Future Global and how does it want to connect people and create a network?
We basically connect the public, private and civil sectors.
Mm-hmm.
So we are basically just bridging between these triangles. So think about, we work together with governmental organizations, non-governmental organizations, companies, academic institutions. So we basically connect these groups in order to create innovative projects where we, you know, can bring the economics, the socials, and the ecology part
together
in an equilibrium, you know, where it's a natural balance.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm just, you know, what I'm searching for. To you know, how can we shape these three sectors together? How can we make a balance between these three? It's something you also mm-hmm. question, right?
Yeah.
And yeah.
So where are you right now? Are you like into searching organizations that can help you getting to the vision, to the goal that you described, or what do you think is like the situation right now?
Can you repeat your question regarding like the situation? Like, yeah. Can you specify in it?
Yeah. What is when you said you wake up in the morning? What do you do? What are you trying?
Status is We Future Global right now. Yeah. Are you building? Are you recruiting people? Are you getting ideas? You know, are you?
Yeah, I mean, I would consider us as a startup. You know, mm-hmm. where we are just running a project now that is completely voluntarily, and now are basically in the phase where we're going to. Yeah, actually, we officialized the whole project, and we have been thinking about different kind of systems, basically, like think about a foundation, you know, you can get funds and these kind of things, or you can be a company on the other side, you know, where do you choose between, you know, and I don't know if you've ever heard about like a corporation, you know, where you work with all kind of individuals on one single goal, basically, and the difference between the company is where the company is having shareholders. Mm-hmm. So you basically, when you work for a company, you make the shareholders rich. You know, you do get a loan with it, but the corporation is different. You all earn exactly equally the same, and you're all together shareholders. Yeah. Anyway, so going back to. Yeah, this is the phase we are in now to officialize everything and increase our started. Impact.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
To really, it's a next step. You know what I mean? I feel it like this. I really feel. I thought about it like a lot. You know, because it's you take responsibilities.
Yeah. And you invest much of your own energy into the project. It's nothing like there is. You don't have at this part, I guess, so much in hands already. You know, you're still in the beginning, and you have to invest a lot to get it started. And so you have, of course, I guess, and everybody has it doubts. Doubts about your situation? Would you admit to it, or are you like, no, I don't have doubts. Everything is perfectly fine all the time. Or would you say
No, I mean for sure there are moments, you know, where you think like, is this really it? You know, is this really the purpose?
Yeah.
But on a general line, it's always clear, and even these doubt moments, I know, you know, it's just. A voice in my mind because you know it internally, you know, deep down there, you know where
where
you feel it's the right path.
So it's the same for
me. I mean, Chris, you can also explain, like, you know, when we got together, I told you about the Amazon rainforest, you know, that we were doing this project, and you know, it was
it's just this trust. Even when you struggle, you just say, well, it's part of the process. So when you trust, it becomes easier, even if you're depressed or something, to just go for it.
So you would say you have a lot of trust into your
own Yes. Work? Yes, okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, no, we have a group of people who... Well, this is the thing, you know, we are already doing this for 2 years. No one got any, you know, a penny for it.
Yeah.
And everyone is committed to the goal of... The purpose of conserving these mm-hmm. cultures and lands and
Do you want to tell how you came up with the idea of We Future Global?
I mean it's a very personal, you know, thing to share. But
you don't have to.
No. I mean, let's be open.
Yeah.
You know, this is why you asked me. I told to just go with the flow. You know, never done something like this. Yeah. But, well, it actually brings me back to Chris as well. You know, we have met in South Africa, and this was like one of the journeys I've done. And yeah, these experiences, these travels, you know, they teach you something. And for a long time, I just wanted to be away from the society, you know, that we were living in. It was so easy life in the Netherlands. You know, it's very safe. Everything is perfect, you know. And you see these countries, and you know when you have traveled, wherever you go, even you go in your own country, you know, you have a certain feeling with these mystics or whatever. And so I always wanted to travel and, you know, and escape the Netherlands. And I thought, you know, this is not a way. I don't want to run away from any fears or, you know, whatever. And I thought I have to deal with something here still in, or, yeah, no neighbor country, but, you know, in the Netherlands. And then I thought, I need to do something here, and personally and professionally, starting with personally, where I felt what do you actually want in life? This question, what you're always wondering, like, what are you doing on this planet? I knew from when I was young that I loved nature and I loved the animals, you know, and I knew from the start, and my mom can, you know, she told me this story where she says that from young age I already said on the National Geographic documentary, like, I want to go there, you know, mom, I want to go there. So, yeah. Shit, where was I? Maybe it was not a good idea to smoke before. But, yeah. You know, I...
You were, but that you had this love of nature already
for a long time.
And that you, after you traveled a lot, you came back to... what do we actually want in life? And that's where you...
Yes, so that's basically what I did. You know, I stayed here, and then I felt, okay, I you know, what do you do? And I felt before I also leave here, I need to protect myself, you know. I had this feeling where I felt... because I grew up in a different kind of environment where there was violence, you know, and I felt it's also important to protect yourself in cases, you know. And I felt I don't have the feeling I can protect myself properly. And I had these plans of traveling across Africa and you know, different travels. I felt this is part of the purpose of facing these fears and protecting myself. So I gave myself basically a stupidity of a project, and I wanted to do a kickbox fight. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to step in the ring, you know, and face it. I love to, like, punch in the back, you know, to as a workout, but I always felt like this is not me, you know. And then I felt this is part of it. I need to face my fears, and I need to stand there. And then I felt and this feeling where I felt so connected with the stories in the Amazon rainforest, and at the right time I met, like, the right people who explained me about, you know, a project in the Amazon rainforest. I felt, geez, but I mean, you guys know what is going on in the Amazon rainforest, and there are terrible things happening. Mm-hmm. And I thought, these people don't want to fight. You know, they are protecting their forest, but their lands are being taken, and with injustice, with crime. And I feel crime is not allowed in this world. And this is part of the mission, where I feel this freedom fighter within me. You know, there's this feeling deep down, as I just described as well. I think it's all linked together, you know. And anyway, am I like going far away from the line?
But from the fight, you know, that's where it started to go.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for this. Because what I then realized, I thought, what is happening in the Amazon rainforest is very important, but how many causes in this world are important too? What kind of voices need to be heard? And I thought there should be something like a central place where you can jump in and you can basically see what all the activities are around doing good. I mean, how many people are wondering how they can do good, you know? Mm-hmm. They want to, but they don't know how. And that's basically how it started. And then I started sharing the stories also with Chris, you know, and explaining about all this.
The way you actually told me first about this was you started with Fight for Future. You said, on the Amazon rainforest. And from this, to fight for future, because you already had a lot of connections, and they, I think you did some kind of brainstorming where you then said, okay, we want to create this platform. And then it was from Fight for Future, it was We Future, and then We Future Global. And then you never managed to step into the ring because you were too busy with
this is exactly what happened, you know. And I also, on the right moments, I broke my wrist and I bruised my rib, so I couldn't do the trainings anymore. So I mean, I was training twice a day, so I was like good on the way, but yeah, I mean, there are big things, you know. Yeah, it just happened, and then.
But would you still consider your project to be a fight, against?
That's a very good question. Maybe a month ago, I would have given you a different answer, because I'm still wondering if violence is, in general, the option, you know. So fight is always linked with two sides are, you know, clashing. And then I watched this movie from Gandhi. Have you seen this?
How is it called?
Gandhi.
Gandhi, no.
Okay. No, it's a beautiful story about, like, Gandhi, and it inspired me, and he basically showed, like, non-violence is all, like, is a solution to, change.
Yeah, that's the same for the Chinese philosophy. They introduced the term of Wu Wei, which is called which means that you are not acting to act against nature. You are only acting if you're not against nature, so you go always with the flow. And that's very similar to what you described.
Taoism?
Like what?
Taoism?
Taoism, right.
Taoism, yes, you pronounce it like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so... can I recall the last question?
Yeah, sure.
But, I'm...
fight.
Ah, yes. Yes, I do. The fight, indeed, to step in the ring, You can see it in different ways. I've had this discussion with myself. It's like a sport. It's like a different kind of sport. You voluntarily step into a ring where you see and you compete with each other in different ways. So you can basically measure how good are you with your styles, how good are you with, yes, and if. But yeah, like,
so you see your project like some kind of sport.
Oh, that's also a good question.
But it's because it's not, I mean, competition, you obviously have competition, but it's more like a fight for something rather than against something.
Exactly, yes.
So you have a goal, you don't want to kill the others, you want to take them, you know, and do it together.
Well, it's all about collaboration. This is the key.
So it's like team sports.
Oh yes. Yeah. Oh yes.
Okay.
Oh yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Only you don't. But want I to mean, beat the other team. You want to join you.
Yeah.
So they should rather join you, and you don't want to destroy them.
Yeah.
So it's always a hard a question, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, sure. how do you deal? What if someone attacks you on the street?
Yeah.
What if, you know? Do you know how to protect yourself?
Yeah.
I now live in Amsterdam, you know, in the west side, sorry. And I sometimes also, I live in a community with refugees, and there are also a lot of people traumatized because of where they came from, you know. So there's a lot of people with brain damage and psycho problems. So you know, we have had people with blooded faces, you know, or a guy, you know, who was completely somewhere else and screaming to people and you know, intimidating people. Yeah. What do you do? What if he attacks you? For me personally, I found out that I feel good to know that in the worst case, I can protect myself. And with this training, and it's a mental and physical training, I
totally admit, what I could add is that you can see the fight itself as a ambivalent tool. Because on the one hand, you can
damage. What do you mean with ambivalent?
Ambivalent. Like,
I've never heard of that. Like, what is ambivalent?
Both sided. So you're on the one side, okay, it's something good, on the other side it's something bad.
Mm-hmm.
You could use it to hurt somebody and to damage people.
Yes.
On the other hand, you can develop tools like the art of fighting, as the Chinese and the Japanese do, and they can create something like Tai Chi and Qigong, where you like to, you know, by fighting how to move your energies, and then you can like reuse it for your daily life.
Yes, and especially the Eastern martial arts are very interesting, and that's what I mean. It's not just simply punching someone in the face. It's nothing about that.
Yeah.
It goes far deeper. Also, you know, with the whole mindset behind it. You know, it's a philosophy. I would even call it. Yeah, I mean, maybe it's even considered as one. But
the development of a fight or the fight itself is, In that view, part of humanity, because aggressive behavior is a part of nature, right? Any animal knows
it happens in biology.
Yeah.
You know, it's there. It's nature.
Yeah, yeah. And so we can use it, and we are able, and we have it in our own hands what to do out of it.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
So are we doing something good out of it? Are we using it to the bad? What shall it be?
Yes, and I was reading about or listening to Jordan Peterson, and he explained this very... When this click in my mind started, where it's like yin-yang, you have like the good and the evil, you know, and it will be always there.
Yeah, yeah.
It will be, it's just the...
Freedom cannot be without fight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this is, so it's the question basically, how do you fight, you know, in what kind of state and what kind of mindset, what is beyond that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I believe, and I'm still trying to find out, you know, that's the whole process I started, as I just said.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
super
I feel
interesting. So yeah. Thank you very much. I think that's enough for
nice.
For
it was fun to do
introduction. Yeah, thank you. It nice. Was for me as well.
It's difficult to
yeah,
you know make a
sure.
recap out of everything, but
I know it's
especially
always,
when you're stoned.
I know.
But this is nice experience. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much to you. I know. I know when people ask me who are you and what are you doing, I have the same problem. I'm always like I have to collect myself, my thoughts. What are you yourself? What are you mean to yourself?
Yes.
Who are you?
When do you get these
yeah,
questions?
Yeah,
like so.
Yeah. How do you want to present yourself to others? So you have to like really get a picture of yourself, and you have to like maybe even beschränken.
Limited
to okay, to that part, to that person. What do I want to show to you? So
yes,
I think you gave a nice introduction, and you
okay.
showed us what we future could do in the future.
But
and, yeah,
I'm not sure if it was
is it done now, or is this
I think it's done
for
okay.
Oh, okay.
Tell if it's done or not.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
You are recording.
Yeah, because I think too long episodes could be like.
Only, I don't know if we really explained what We Future does. Like,
okay.
We didn't say, like.
So, if you don't do
that's
it.
Good.
Do it.
That's good.
Normally,
nice.
You explain it like it's a social media platform that wants to connect. You know, that wasn't really said. What it really is, you know.
We are working towards this, you know.
Yeah, no, but in the interview,
uh-huh.
Or didn't you want to say that?
No, it's not necessarily that I didn't. No,
okay.
No, it's just that. Yeah.
Because I thought if
I mean, it's part of
this,
the mission. It's part of the.
Okay. Only if I listen now to this, I don't really know what We Future actually does. They want to connect.
Well, I did say this. Not it's about connecting people. It's about connecting.
But how do you know?
No, I didn't say. No, I didn't say the activities. How we do? I mean, we give workshops, we give events offline, online. We do like hackathons.
But We Future
seminar, yeah.
As such is like this social media platform, right?
Yeah, but and it's not there yet. You know, we're working with this. What do you mean? Otherwise, I don't get it.
Because if you say I want to tell you what We Future Global is. If you say, well, we connect people, but then you don't really know how do they do this, you know? So if you say, I make trousers, but you don't tell people what trousers are?
Yeah, okay, I mean, for now we do like in offline events
okay,
and online events. So
the long goal, like, what do you want We Future
yes.
Global to be?
Yeah, like a decentralized open source platform where we connect all these yeah
and I feel like that was really
people and organization. No, I didn't explain that. No,
okay.
That's true.
Okay.
No, I simply forgot. Yeah,
I didn't know
I mean,
how much I should interject in the interview, so I just waited. But
but I think I was getting clear that you try to connect people
yes.
through the internet. I thought we came to that, didn't we?
I don't think I've said internet.
Oh,
okay.
No, it was just about.
Oh, but it's the how does it work today through the internet?
Yeah, I know.
It's the easiest way.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I think the people who listen. I mean, what do you want to achieve with it? What do you want to have? I mean, I just spoke from what I know and what I feel, you know. So
yeah, okay.
I would say just do it.
Okay.
For me, it was good. Look, it's weird to talk about it. Obviously, I had some moments where, you know, I felt like, how much do I say now? You know,
going
too much off topic or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But you always have to. I haven't had too much interviews.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe,
so
it's you can.
You ask very good questions.
Yeah, but maybe you can tell people where they find you. If they want to find more about you, do you have a website, social media and stuff? So maybe they can get like...
I mean, they have the name, right?
Yeah.
They can do their research if they want.
So, yeah.
But
I mean, I can, you know, promote it, but, you know, I'd rather have the people listen to the story behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if they're interested, you know...
Yeah.
You know, I don't care too much about the details. The story for me, like, you know, the things you also say.
It's
you
more
know,
about
it's,
the vision, getting yes. the people, and if the fission, about what is going on.
Exactly, and if the fission comes, you know, to the people, I believe this is already, the call, you know. So, and I didn't do this for any promotion, I just, you know.
Yeah, for me, it's perfectly fine, because I think you got the whole picture of what Future Global should be. And then if they want to have details, how does it work, they can go on the website, right?
Hmm. Yeah, I mean...
Can I just... I don't want to diss your podcast, but I realized during this talk something that I realized often with your podcast. You don't have like a roter Faden.
A framework.
You just have a topic, and then you just talk about anything. You don't have a goal where you know, what do I want to say?
Do you work with the framework? Do you know?
Most of the time I have a topic, and then you the red. How did you call it?
Red thread.
Why shouldn't you?
True, you have different methods. You have different. If you just go with the flow, now you have different kind of topics than you would have with another person,
but
because it's
just
more
how I perceive it. You know, when I listen to you, I always think at the end, okay, but what's the message? What's the point now?
Yeah.
Because you just, you know, you talk about something and then you come from this to this to this to this, but. Sometimes it's not this connection, like, why do we, you know, we have one topic, like, now we future, what do I actually want to tell the guests? Because
I agree with Chris, it's good,
if you're an interviewer, you always have to have, like, what is actually the message? So you need to ask the questions in a way that you get to that point. But I feel always that in these podcasts you don't do it. You just jump from, but you don't have this.
I mean, it's good to know like a certain
the main,
you know,
point.
Backbone. Yes.
Okay.
I mean,
for example,
I feel like
it depends on how you want to.
Yeah. But I feel like at this point where I am with my podcast, the people are listening to me because they are listening to my style, to my point of view, to my personality.
Yeah.
And it's not about mainly the point that I'm driving to. It's about my worldview that I'm giving the people.
And if they want to hear your story, they're listening to your story and not...
Right. Okay. And if they want a perspective of somebody else, they will listen to somebody else. Maybe I don't have all of the information they need, but I have a certain view that I give them.
Yeah.
True. And what Chris says, maybe it's also good, because I know what he says, and I find it useful myself as well to just think about like the DNA of it, you know, God like this, that you do maybe in some podcasts like a different style.
Because
for variation or like some more structure, where do you have like a specific way from A to B, like a specific I don't know, certain question that leading to a specific goal.
I mean, you can do both ways.
Because, you know, critique, I can give it or I can leave it, but in the end it's my perspective. For example, with this podcast, Rupert Sheldrake, they talk about science as pain.
This one.
So they say this is the topic, and we can give whatever examples we like, but in the end it always needs to go back to science as faith. And if you talk just by talking, then you have, I don't know, this, and then you have this and this, but it's not brought together, you know. So is
but
that's what I'm sometimes missing, the link between the topics.
Then look at the
you
name
don't
of
bring
my
it back.
Yeah, look at the name of my podcast. Of course, all what you say is absolutely right. I will consider it. But think of the name of my podcast.
What is it?
Denkmal. So I want to make the people think. I don't want them to get anywhere. I don't want them to take my worldview. I want them to collect information and take what they think is necessary for them. I don't want them to say, I have the best arguments. I have like the best thesis or anything. I want them to get information that I have. And I want, when I listen to a podcast, I don't want to get the worldview that they have. I just want information that I need in my life. And that's the thing, I guess.
Nice. Okay, but you have really thought about it. You know, you have really an idea of what you want.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
You know, this is. But I think this is exactly what you mean, like a certain concept within the idea. But you have a concept, basically. You have thought about it.
And now maybe you know also, because now we talked about it.
Yeah.
You actually have to define what you're actually doing in this podcast.
So, you know, so it's a good yes.
Yeah. I always
because avoid now you need to explain me. Okay, yeah. Why do you do that?
This is like seriously. It's good to have like feedback, the critical feedback as well.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
When it hurts. Yeah. You know?
But let me finish the podcast first before we get too much into like a conversation.
It's okay. Okay. Already, true. Like, true. Like, no, like, but seriously. So we did a good job. You know. I believe you just asked me the questions. I gave the answers. Yeah. Actually, you know, deeper than I wanted to.
Thank you very much. Maybe. Thank you for answering my questions.
Yeah. I said to Chris, I'm just going to go with the flow.
Yeah.
Whatever,
perfect.
You know?
Perfect.
So,
and that's how it is. So,
yes.
Thank you very much. Okay.
But it was uncomfortable, actually. I need to get used to this. Say again? Oh, no, like the interview thing. Yeah.
Yes, you need to get more often out of your comfort zone, right?
Yes. I've had one interview before and I felt like even nervous, you know, even now sometimes I felt, oh, should I share this? But it's very personal, you know.
Okay.
It's, yeah.
Tell us everything.
But I thought, you know, this is the people you listen to who really...
Yeah.
Who are your listeners?
Good question.
Let me finish the podcast first. then we can ask about it. No problem. So that's it for today.
But tell me, what
it was like, let me end it first.
Okay.
So when we can get to the end.
You need to
do
this. Okay.
So it's like a whole episode and we have like a whole.
Okay, so we still continue now.
No, it's finished. I think I think we said anything that should be done. Maybe we can do another episode in the future. Maybe,
no,
maybe
exactly.
Not. You can give us an update any days.
Exactly.
So
maybe before an event or whatever, you know, and I could come here. We could maybe there are some nice people who want to, you know.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Tonique.
No, I loved it, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking me. It's
thank you very much.
Nice experience,
I
said.
Nice.
Yeah, I like it.
Thanks to the listeners and goodbye.